As we continue our overview of the book of Revelation, it's been a wonderful joy to be able to do this and since the beginning of the year. And you can find it on the website. You can go back and look at every book of the New Testament that we covered. We covered it in an overview. So it's interesting to be able to go back and to look and to see that. But when we got up to the book of Revelation, we wanted to do an overview of the book of Revelation too. Now, there's a lot of symbols, a lot of things in there. Now, this is not an in-depth study. We did an in-depth study, I think, last year on a Wednesday or Thursday night. This is just an overview. And it's a book not to be afraid of. You need to read it. And this is why. It says in chapter 1, verse 1, "This is a revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him according to the events that will happen soon. An angel was sent to God's servant John so that John could share the revelation with God's other servants. John faithfully reported the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and everything he saw. God blesses the one who reads his prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to it and obey what it says, for the time is near when these things will happen." Now, I don't know if we're in that particular period of time or not, but you know, there's an awful lot of chaos going on in the world, not only in the world, but in our country especially. So we need to really pay attention that God give us an understanding. Throughout history, people wanted to know what will happen in the future, and God reveals some of it in this book. Chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. New Living Translation says this, "And then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, surrounded by a cloud, with a rainbow over his head. His face shined like the sun, and his feet were like pillars of fire, and in his hand was a small scroll, which he had unrolled. He stood with his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a great shout like the roar of a lion. And when he shouted, the seven thunders answered. But when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but a voice from heaven called to me, 'Keep secret what the seven thunders said. Do not write it down.' Then the mighty angel, standing on the sea and on the land, on his right hand to heaven, and he swore an oath in the name of the one who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and everything in it, the earth and everything in it, the sea and everything in it. He said, 'God will wait no longer, but when the seventh angel blows his trumpet, God's mysterious plan will be fulfilled. It'll happen just as he announced to his servants, the prophets.' Then the voice from heaven called to me again, 'Go and take the unrolled scroll from the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land.' So I approached him and asked him to give me the little scroll. 'You take it, eat it,' he said. 'At first it'll taste like honey, but when you swallow it, it'll make your stomach sour.' So I took the little scroll from the hands of the angel and I ate it, and it was sweet in my mouth, but it made my stomach sour. And then he said to me, 'You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings.'" May God add his blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You must prophesy again. Prophesy really is proclaiming the word of God. And that's what we're doing as Christians, as we're trying to come together and proclaim the word of God. But John was not allowed to reveal certain parts of his vision. Did you notice that? And it's also an angel told the prophet Daniel that some of the things he saw was not yet to be revealed to everyone. Daniel 12, verse 4. And Jesus told his disciples that the end of time is known by no one but God. Mark chapter 13, verses 32 through 33. So God had revealed all we need to know to live for him right now. And it's our desire to be ready for the end of the age, not the end of the world. The world will never end, but the end of the age of grace. So we must be careful not to place more emphasis or speculations about the last days than living godly lives while we're waiting. Amen. Well, just a little note about the seven thunders. It appears in Revelation chapter 10, verses 1 through 7, as we just read, but in his apocalyptic vision, the Apostle John saw a mighty angel striding the sea and the land with a scroll in his hand. Then the angel gave him a shout like a roar of a lion, and then the voices of the seven thunders spoke. And as John was about to write down what they said, a voice from heaven told him to seal it up, what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down. That's interesting, I think, and it's a wonderful thing that John was talking about, to write the words of the seven thunders, a voice from heaven, and then seal it up. The reason for sealing it is not given, but it could be that the judgment was simply too terrifying to be recorded. And the context of the message is never revealed in Scripture, so we can't speculate. The seven thunders are the only words in Revelation that are sealed. I hope and pray that the overview of the book of Revelation has been a blessing to you. The book of Revelation is such a wonderful book. I like to call it God's love letter to us. It's a little hard to understand at times, but you will see as we go forward in the rest of the chapters, you will be blessed. Especially at the end when we say, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus." God bless you.